Driver number one, how to hire employees with zero experience.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So I'm going to tell you a little story about Kat the trainer. So Kat was she's one of my favorite trainers. She wasn't the first trainer I hired, but she was probably the most valuable person that I've ever hired. And her value, it wasn't in her experience. It wasn't in her education. It wasn't in her special skill sets. In fact, she had zero. She had none of it. But what she did have is she had this amazing attitude. She had this like energy about her. When I interviewed her, I was like, man, like this girl is like, I felt something special about her. I knew that she'd be a culture fit. And ultimately I saw this opportunity. Okay. But it wasn't an opportunity for her. It was actually an opportunity for me. And so what that opportunity was to actually create a system for somebody who had zero experience with being a trainer, who had zero experience with the position that I was trying to hire her for. And for her not only to just fill a position, but for her to thrive in my business and in that position. And so I knew my decision to hire Kat was going to be either a glorious one or it was going to be disastrous. And so what I needed to do is I needed to take all the information that I had in my brain and I needed to be able to clearly communicate it to someone who knew absolutely nothing. And so I had to do all that through the mediums of docs and PDFs and videos. I wasn't going to be the one who did the training myself. I wanted to do it through these assets. And so it was time consuming and it was a tedious process. My SOPs that I had for my trainer position, I literally had to double them. Okay. The number of videos that I had, I doubled them. I even added a test at the end just to like ensure that she could actually follow the process and learn the system. And so the results, well, within 2 weeks, Kat was a client favorite. And the results turned out to be glorious. And so Kat, again, she was one of my favorite hires ever, but she honestly became one of my favorite teachers ever. And so what she showed me was the power in a standard operating procedure, right? She showed me that the better the procedure was, the less I needed to rely on previous skills of any of my job applicants. And this actually increased my applicant pool. Because now I could have laser focus on hiring people for attitude over aptitude. And so by hiring this way, we have been able to build a cleaning team of amazing humans that we have taught how to be great cleaners. So, who is ready to actually see how to onboard an employee, a staff member, a cleaner with zero experience? You guys ready to see this process? This thing is really good. You guys excited for this? You guys ready? Okay. So this is the process that I learned from Alex and Layla by being part of the Gym Launch company. And the reason why they were able to grow and scale as fast as they did from going from zero to $30 million in less than a couple of years, since they had really good systems, they had really good processes. And by the end of it, it was just Alex and Layla who started the company. By the end of it, when I was with them, they had over 100 employees, right? And so they had really good systems along the way. And so one of the first things that I actually learned from Layla was clarity on the position. Okay. And so every single role that she hired, including mine, there had this document called the 4 R's. Okay. The 4 R's included roles, included requirements for the position, responsibilities, and the results that were expected. And so on this document, it clearly lined out the position title and what these 4 R's were. And so these 4 R's gave the business owner clarity on exactly what they were hiring for, but it also allowed the person who's getting hired clear expectations of what was expected of them. Okay. And so at the bottom of that 4 R's document, was also communication cycles, right? So you were also it showed you what your communication cycles are going to be. So that means if you have one-on-ones, if there's specific team meetings, if there's daily huddles, like all your expected communication cycles were on there. So you knew exactly what to expect on a day-to-day basis as well. The next thing it also had on there is your hours. Okay. So the amount of hours that you work in a week or the hours that you're working per day, depending on again, if you're salary or if you're hourly, all the hours were clearly defined on there. compensation. So your compensation was clearly defined on there as well. So if you got paid, again, hourly, if you got paid commission, if you got paid a base plus commission, everything was put on there. So specifically for the cleaning company, we also put equipment on there. And so all of our cleaners actually rent our equipment. And they don't rent it for any money or anything. It just says that, hey, like we're providing the equipment to you. And part of your employment is that you get to use this equipment. But once you are done, once you are no longer part of the company, like you must return the equipment back in its normal condition. And the termination. So termination, again, it's like nobody wants to talk about termination. No one wants to talk about the exit plan, but having a clear exit plan is very, very important. And part of our termination policy states that like your position with our company is an at will position, right? Which means that we can fire you at any time and you can also quit at any time, right? And so there's no 30 days, 60 days. Like it's always where like, we're always day to day. There is no, like you get to try hard for 6 months. And after 6 months, like you're in, it's like, you're always showing up. And you're always proving yourself every single day. So that's part of our termination clause that's on our 4 hours document. And so this document is really good. It creates clarity again for both sides. So like this document is so good. If you guys want this document, put it in the chat and, you guys can get access to this document. Okay. You guys want this 4 hours document? So it's so good. So good. Okay. Put in the chat if you guys want this document. We'll make sure you guys get to it. Okay. So once you actually have clarity on the role, the next thing you do is you actually need to interview them. And so think of interviewing like a sale. Okay. Would you ever go into a sale without having some sort of format, some sort of script to follow? And most people would be like, no, like, of course I got to have a sales script, but how many of you guys have actually have an interview script? You guys know what you're going to say when you get on a interview with somebody. You have clear questions. You have clear intentions. You have clear structure on what the whole point of that interview is, right? And so most people don't. And so this interview script, again, this is something that we got from Layla as well. And we've obviously adjusted it for the clean company specifically. It's really, really good. And so let me break down the actual formatting of the script. Okay. So here's the format. Here's the framework of the script. The opening of the script is actually the discovery of the job applicant's goals. So the reason why this is important is because most business owners, they only want to talk about themselves. They think that they are high on the hill. They think they're superior. They think people should just bow at their mercy and that they're doing them a service by providing a job. And so the person who's across the desk or across the Zoom screen, they should just be grateful that they have an opportunity to work. Well, you can believe that, but that opportunity will not serve you and it won't create this culture of empowerment. And so ultimately, the first part of this script is the discovery of their goals and what they're trying to achieve in their life. And the more you understand the other person, the more they felt understood, the more influence you can have with them or over them, or however you want to phrase it. And so that's the first part of this, of the script, is like discovery of their goals and what they want and to see like what their intentions are. And just to honestly make sure that their goals and what they want, like this position, it is either like it fits it directly or it's a stepping stone to where they want to go. And so once you actually have identified their goals and you can clearly define like this position is going to help them get where they want to, then you can start to confirm the logistics of things like, well, do they actually have a car? Do they actually have a driver's license? Do they actually have insurance? Can they actually work the hours that they're supposed to work? So these are all things that should have been handled or that are addressed on the application, but you need to reconfirm them on the interview process because sometimes people lie, not intentionally, just because like, oh, let me talk about that. And then they get to address it. And so it's on you as the hirer or the business owner to confirm all the logistics. That way you don't go through the process, hire someone, they're like, and you bring them on, they go to training like, oh, but I don't even have a car. Well, that should have been addressed, right? So make sure you confirm the logistics. And then core values. So part of you learning about what their goals are and what they're trying to get out of this, like that's what you're always looking for actually is like, what are their core values? And so thinking about that from a standpoint of, well, what are your core values? What are you looking for? And so we have our core values clearly defined. We're looking for things like consistency. We're looking for things like reliability, for adaptability or flexibility. We're looking for direct communication. And so anytime we ask questions, we're looking for, do they have those core values? And so then as part of the script though, we directly come at them with the core values. And we say, hey, like one of our core values is integrity. Like, give me an example of integrity that you've displayed in your life, right? And so basically directly attacking those core values, especially the ones that are super, super important. And again, your goal is to see how they respond to that. Do they actually, are they blamers, or are they, do they take responsibility? Do they, you know, are their stories weak or are they strong? You can tell them, like, people get excited about that kind of stuff, or they're like, they kind of shy away from it. So identifying core values, that's one of the, that's one of the biggest things that you're trying to do in an interview is that right there, trying to get down to like who they are as a human being, because how they are as a human being is going to dictate how they make decisions. And then after all that, then go ahead and share your business origin story. Okay. So this is actually not about the position specifically. This is the origin story of the business. Like, every business should have a story. It should have a reason why you're in business. It should get people inspired why you're doing what you're doing. And if you don't have this yet, it's okay. Like, sometimes, like, you don't have to force it, but once you have that origin story, people can relate to it. They can connect to it. It makes them buy into the vision, right? And think about your favorite movies. Think about your favorite books. Like, think about your favorite characters. Think about their struggles. Think about the climaxes. Think about how the story ended and unexpected twists and turns. Like, that's what people want to buy into. That's what people like. And so if you can discover number one, what that is for your business, and then share it, like, people get inspired and they want to work for a business that has that story, because then they feel part of that story. And that's all people want, is they want connection. They want to feel part of something bigger than just getting paid. And then once you go through the origin story, then you actually communicate the job specifics. So then if it's a cleaner, say, okay, for a cleaner, here's what we're offering for pay. Here's the hours we're looking for, and here's what's expected. Here's what the process looks like. And then, again, like, be as specific as you possibly can about what the job actually is. And then I like to do this at the very end, is like, gauge interest. So now, again, think of it like a sale, right? So they came in not knowing anything but what you advertised, and that they wanted a job. But after this 30 minutes of talking with you, now they're like, they should be thinking differently. And so they're either going to be like attracted to you, like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing. Or they're like, oh my God, this is a lot more work. This is not what I was looking for. And so at that point, you really want to gauge interest, right? And so it's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, you're so jacked about this. And 1 being like, I would never take this position ever. Give me an idea, like, where you're at, right? And you can say it half jokingly, and they're gonna be like, I'm a 10. Like, this is amazing. This was better than I thought it was. And then from there, you actually can get a pretty good idea if they're interested or not. Or they're like, yeah, I'm like a 7 or 8. And you're like, oh, 7 or 8. Interesting. Why? Like, what would make you a 9 or 10? And at this point, they're going to answer 1 of 3 ways. They're going to have a hurdle or a roadblock around something internal about them. Like, maybe it's a skill set they have, or maybe it's a, maybe it's a belief that they have about the position. Or maybe it's something externally, right? Maybe it's like, oh, well, I don't really want to work that hard. Or I didn't realize I had to drive my own car. Or I thought I was going to get paid more or less. Or I thought I was going to work in teams versus not teams. And so at that point, it's your goal just to gauge what that gap between them being a 10 is. And is it something you can fix, or is it something that's internal? And then from there, again, you can have a better idea of like, oh, I'm just like, I'm scared that I can't perform on this position would be a common, you know, reason why someone's not a 10. I'm not sure if I can do it, right? Oh, so they just need some belief in themselves. Once you gauge interest, that's an important piece of the next equation, is like, you don't really want to offer a position to somebody who's not all in, who's not excited, because again, commitment is everything in any position. Like, anybody can be great at anything, but it's the commitment level that dictates whether somebody will be great or not. So at that point, you make the job offer, right? And then if they accept it, amazing. The next step of the whole process is onboarding. Okay. And so most people, so onboarding is, okay, I hired you, show up at 8 a.m. on Monday morning, and we'll get to work. And people wonder why they're not successful with hiring people, and why people don't stick around, is because human beings love structure. They love process. They love systems. They love to see that somebody knows what they're doing, and somebody has like a process that is like, it's fluid and it makes sense, and it takes care of a lot of the hurdles. So onboarding is one of the most important pieces of the equation, especially for hiring cleaners and hiring any staff member for that matter. So part of that initial onboarding is that actually welcome email that clearly states exactly the process moving forward. It sends them out a DocuSign as well with their handbook and their non-compete and their 4 R's document as well, and they sign all these documents. So they're signing their role, responsibilities, requirements, and results documents. The 4 R's document, it outlines their hours, everything we talked about before. So now they sign this and say, yes, I agree to this. They get an employee handbook, which again goes over more of the details of what we stand for as a company. And then we actually have them do a non-compete as well. The next thing that we have them do is payroll, right? So we have everyone on direct deposit. And so everyone's on direct deposit through our payroll process system, which we actually use QuickBooks. And so we get the payroll information. So we get their bank account and we have them fill out their W-2 or W-9, whatever it is. And that way this is taken care of right away. So that way to make sure that we actually get them paid right away, because we actually pay weekly. So we need to get them in the system and rock and roll and make sure that their direct deposit, everything clears by the time you get their first paycheck. Next thing is we have them do basic training. So the basic training is actually a system that we bought, and they can do the cleaner training all online. Okay. And so we send them the basic training credentials, and it's their job to actually go through it on their own time and to pass basic training. The next step of the process is we have them fill out a bio. So we have them send in a picture that they would like to use, and we have them write up a little about me, about who they are. And the reason why we do this is, number one, so we get to know a little bit more about these, our staff members, but also we actually send this to our clients. And so our clients know who's coming to their homes. This has actually been a really cool dual benefit that our clients know when somebody comes in the house, they can literally go look at the link of all our biographies, and they can say, oh, Angel is at our house, and they can go click on her bio and see her picture and see her about me. That way they have an idea of who's coming into their home. We also make sure that they have a valid driver license, and they also have to show proof of insurance, because all of our cleaners are driving their own cars. So they must be able to drive and drive insured. And then they must pass basic training, right? So they actually must go through the online training and they must actually pass it. Okay. So this basically allows them to see it and be behind a computer, do it on their own time. And then we send them an orientation video. And then after that orientation video, we actually schedule their infield training. And so the infield training is they're going to be going hip to hip with one of our cleaning tech trainers, who's going to walk them through the process for an entire week on how we do our cleaning process, right? A process for cleaning bathrooms and kitchens and making beds and doing vacuum lines, all the processes. We just ensure that we have a senior trainer or a cleaning tech trainer who's going to be hip to hip and like ensure that this person does a quality job, so that they eventually can go out on their own, because our business model is all set up for solo cleans and solo training, or excuse me, solo cleans. So first week they're with a trainer, in the second week they're on their own. Of course, they must pass infield training, which is pretty important to do. And so that is the process for literally hiring somebody who has zero experience.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.